Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Bill McGrane. Bill is a recognized authority on peak performance, organizational turnaround, leadership training, and personal and professional development. Bill is a globally renowned consultant, motivational speaker, and author of several books, his most recent being entitled Just Ask, A Guide to Asking All the Right Questions to Move Forward in Your Leadership and Life. He and his wife have four children, and they make their home in Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Ohio area. Will you welcome Bill with us today? Well, hello, Bill. Glad to have you here today. Bill McGrane is my guest, as I've mentioned before. Bill, where are you today? Where are you calling us from?
I'm in Union, Kentucky.
Union, Kentucky. Oh, is that's in your home?
My home, state home, yes. Near Cincinnati, Ohio is the big area.
Well, before we talk about your small-time leaders in your life, I always ask my guests about something they're grateful for currently in their lives, something that's going well they'd like to share. Can you share something with us?
Yes, Michael. You know, I find myself constantly honored by the opportunity to serve and help people. And whether it be a business, an individual, a person in an organization, or someone who is a part of ministry, that there's a law called the Law of 250 that says every human being impacts at least 250 other people mm-hmm. in such a significant way that you never forget their impact. The question is, what impact are you leaving behind? Is it one that people prefer right. or don't want to remember? And so if you take that ripple, I call it the ripple effect, that every person, if they impact at least 250 people, most people have impacted more than that, especially leaders have impacted more than that.
Right.
But literally in your lifetime, you will have impacted millions of people if you exponentially take it out beyond those 250 people.
Right.
So I'm just grateful for the honor to be able to touch people's lives and make organizations better. And on a personal note, I'm very grateful. My wife had a kidney transplant, as I think I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you live with the potential someone may not ever get a kidney. And to have someone who was willing to offer their kidney to my wife, in fact, we just talked to him yesterday, wow. It's quite an honor. So it's wonderful to be able to have my wife with me and full of energy and being able to fully function through that.
Wow. What a miracle. Thanks for sharing that, Bill. All right. Tell me about that one event, that small time leader moment that you had and who that was with.
Well, it's a subset of people. So I got a phone call from one of our graduates who was in Los Angeles, who was driving to another part of California. And
let me stop you. Tell us, well, you said a graduate. Tell the guests what you mean.
Well, a graduate is someone who's attended our courses. We do speaking and seminars and consulting, mm-hmm. and he attended one of our Move Into Your Greatness courses.
Okay, great.
And so years went by, and he was driving to California to be able to see if he could meet with Lee Iacocca,
wow.
who was a country club member mm-hmm. at this one location, which this graduate also was a member as well. And so he called me up, and he said, hey, I have an opportunity to meet Lee Iacocca. I've never met him. I have no idea how I'm going to connect with him, but he's created an electric bike that uses battery power,
mm-hmm.
and they're having a problem, I've heard, with their battery power, and I want to see if I could offer my solution to him, but I got no rapport. I don't know what to do. What do you suggest that I do?
Yeah.
So it ended up that I did get to meet Lee Iacocca because they ended up doing business. But I said to him, you know, one of the most powerful things is the skill of being able to ask questions. And what most people do is they make statements instead of asking questions. And so I said, why don't you ask Lee Iacocca a question? I said, well, what do I ask him? You know, he was all kind of frustrated, not sure what to do, because he thought that the more he told him, the better it would be.
Right.
And I said, there's a thing called a love sandwich. And a love sandwich is where you affirm the person. Second step is you share the message that you want to get across. And third, you affirm the person again. He says, that sounds great. How do I do that? I said, well, the first thing you might want to do is to acknowledge him for something that he finds of value to him that will cause him to want to talk to you even though you're a stranger. So I said, what do you think are some of Lee Iacocca's major successes that he values? He says, well, probably helping get the Statue of Liberty refurbished and helping America keep that symbol in our country. So I said, why don't you say something like this? You know, Leah, I want to acknowledge you for what you did to help our Statue of Liberty maintain itself by getting the funding to refurbish it. How did you go about that? Well, you know, when you connect with somebody, you either get a red light, yellow light, or green light. Red light, it didn't work. Yellow light could have been, in this case, it was a green light.
Yeah.
And he was very excited. They ended up having a conversation. He invited him over to his table. They did end up talking. Eventually, they did do business. And Lee said to me when I met him, he said, you're that guy that guy had that interview, that conversation with. How'd you get him to talk to me? I said, the skill of asking questions.
Right. Wow. Great story. Did you have conversation with Lee yourself?
Yes. We were invited out to a event where they were promoting this. I was like a consultant to the company to help promote this. And so we did end up meeting before he died. And a great man, high energy kind of man, which is another thing about a great leader, is they oftentimes have great high energy.
Yeah. Anything particular you remember about when you were talking with him, besides his energy, anything he said or did that kind of stays with you?
I think he shows a personal interest in people, Michael.
Okay. Yeah.
He shows people that he cares. And you get the feeling that he's individually just talking to you and not everybody else. He gave great eye contact. You know, there's lots of people in the room and lots of people wanting his attention, but he stayed focused and made me feel like I was the only one in the room.
Wow. A guy with that kind of power and influence still takes the time to listen and concentrate on just one person. That's quite amazing. What are some of the things you took away from this situation with your friend and with Lee that kind of stay with you as you go forward with your work?
Well, I think one of the things is to stay curious. Mm-hmm. You know, once we get into a place that we have success, we have accomplishments, it's very easy to become complacent and rest on the laurels that got you where you are.
Right.
And I think any great leader who can make a difference stays curious and looks at new ways that they can do things. So in this case, one of the lessons I think could be for your audience is that instead of trying to figure everything out yourself, ask for help. And as leaders, many times people think that they have to have all the answers, or they expect that other people think that they're supposed to have all the answers. But a true leader really knows when to ask for help, when it's time to make a final decision themselves,
right.
But also more importantly, how do you include the team? And how do you let people know that their efforts can make a difference? So that's on the one client that I was working with. With Lee Iacocca, I would say that his ability to, if you ever studied him and watched him interact with people, you would see that he had a passion for whatever it was that he was talking about. He could probably sell anything to anybody. And obviously, for people who may not know, he was the creator of the Mustang. And that was one of his major successes in his automotive industry life. But I think on a personal note, he realized that his success is really based upon the values that he lived by. And I think he modeled that to me, that living by your values allows you to determine the direction of your life.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for those stories about asking for help and living your life by your values. And as a matter of fact, Bill has a book out called Just Ask, which is about asking questions. And this in order to get what you want in your personal and professional life. So you'll know more about that. We'll show that in your show notes as we go forward. And Bill, thanks so much for being with me today, and we'll look forward to talking with you in my next podcast.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.